Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I've got a great guest for you today, Megan Wood. She's the co-founder, designer, and branding maestro behind the leather diaper bag and handbag brand, Lily Jade. It all started when she was a new mom and diaper bag options weren't available for the woman who valued quality and organization. As a solution, Megan carried her leather tote filled with a Ziploc bag organizational system. Her friends thought it was hilarious, but her husband Landon knew she was onto something. Encouraging her vision, Landon asked her to design the diaper bag of her dreams, and friends, that's how she went from happy homeschool mom to successful business owner in 1 year. Wow, it's my pleasure to welcome Megan to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm grateful to be here today.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait. I love these stories. These are like absolutely my favorite, and I know many of our listeners as well. So why don't you just fill us in some of the gaps of your bio and tell us a little bit more about yourself and then a little bit more about your journey.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here today. Yeah, I'm a mother of two little girls, 9 and 13. I married my college sweetheart. We've been married 19 years, and we launched Lily Jade together. It was in the early stages of being a mom. This was 13 years ago when I went and searching for the perfect diaper bag, and I couldn't find it. And so all back then, 13 years ago, their patterns were popular. Lots of paisleys and prints, and it just wasn't, having had an outside sales background and gravitated towards totes and bags that could kind of be a briefcase and then also like a handbag and have a dual function. I was very disappointed in the diaper bag options. And I would joke for years that one day I'm going to create this perfect diaper bag and it's going to be able to, you know, be carried multiple ways and convert into backpack or be the perfect traveling tote or the briefcase for work. And so there, now here I am.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, there's a lot of steps in between that, but the organizational system that you touched on a little bit, the Ziploc bags were a big hit amongst all my mom friends. I labeled things and would pass my organizational system off to my mom or babysitter, or left them with your friends. And so that is where this insert, this removable insert, was birthed out of my Ziploc bag organizational system. So
great. So you've got this idea and you're sharing it with your husband and you guys feel like you're maybe onto something. Where do you even begin? Because I know that so many people have an idea inside of their head, and where do you even begin to even see that dream or that idea become a reality?
Yes. Well, so for me, I had zero design background. I mean, I legitimately can't even cut straight. And I'm not a great sketch artist, but I had this idea in my head exactly what I wanted it to look like, and this removable insert and how, you know, the organizational component of a bag could be left at a daycare. And so I bought one of my very first steps that I did. I went to our local grocery store and I purchased very large poster boards, and I did my very best sketch that I possibly could, and thought, okay, does this even look like a bag? what did I just create? And my older daughter, who was probably, well, she was in first grade at the time, she was like, Mom, is this a purse? And I'm like, you know what, honey, I'm not quite sure. But that is how basic and elementary it was for me in this process. My next step was scouring through Etsy at the time, and just like, is there a sewer? Is there someone who could sew maybe a pattern for me? And so we reached out to a gal in Louisiana, and I said, I have this idea and I want to show you a picture of my poster board cutout, and I would love to see if you could make a pattern. And so she said, sure. So she kind of did like a mock bag, sent it back to me. I cried because it was nothing like I had envisioned, like at all. And she did her best, and bless her for trying to follow my cardboard pattern. And so, but it actually gave me a little bit of kind of like next step of direction. And so then we started just contacting design consultants that could actually sketch on the computer CAD drawings. And we met with them and said, I'm not a sewer. I don't have a design background, but I have this design in my mind. And if someone could help me put it on paper and get a pattern out of this, I know it can go somewhere. And they were patient with me in the process, and I learned all kinds of technical terms along the way. And from there, we began to shop factories locally in the U.S. is where we originally started producing, and learned more language as far as leather and what makes a good crest of leather and a finish on your leather. I mean, things that I never dreamt that I would need to know in my lifetime, but it has been one of the most exciting journeys. So yeah, that was the start.
I love that, because I think people let their lack of knowledge or expertise in a particular area really hinder them from taking an idea that they have in their head and seeing it become an actual thing, or taking it to the next step, because they just think, I have no expertise in this. Where would I even begin? I think that probably limiting belief really stops people in their tracks from most ideas that they have in their heads. Wouldn't you agree?
Completely, completely. Absolutely. Yeah. And in the process though, it's interesting how it's just like, it literally is baby steps. I'll never forget scrolling through Etsy being like, who could make this thing in my mind? Like, I don't need a gal or a guy who makes leather. I just need someone who can sew for me. I mean, just trying to get it as basic as you possibly can. Yeah, I agree.
I loved that. Even so, this happens all the time, is so people do kind of take it maybe to that step two. And then you got the diaper bag. It wasn't anything like what you thought it was going to be. And a lot of people would have stopped right there. They would have said, no, I guess this just isn't going to work. And so there's some perseverance in there. There's certainly vision is probably the biggest thing that comes to mind that you really let continue to motivate you.
For sure. Yeah, because then by that point, so once you see kind of the thing that it isn't, I feel like I agree with you. You could either look at it and say, okay, you know what? I tried. I don't even know where to begin from here. Or you can say just the opposite, which is really what had to like come from my knower, if you will, but to say, I know that this bag could work. Now, if someone can help me get my mind on paper, and then it became more of the chase for me of like, I have this idea and it's sitting in my mind and I can't get it out. And so you kind of want to see that to the end, just because it's like, you don't want to just leave it like a vision kind of stuck there.
Right.
And I'm so grateful that I did, but yeah, it would have been really easy at the time to be like, okay, this isn't going to work. This is too complicated, too complicating.
So tell us a little bit about how the business has shaped your lifestyle today.
Yeah. So early on when Landon, my husband, when we sat down to say, okay, if we go somewhere with this brand, you know, it became very, very quickly more than just a bag, especially once the design came back from Louisiana. I remember thinking, okay, we really started to build out who's our audience? Who do we want to reach? What impact do we want to have? Do we want to have an impact? What does that look like? What's the name? What's valuable about the name of our brand? Knowing that we would have to market this and brand it and drive it, there had to be something I feel like internally more that we wanted than just a bag. And we wanted an e-commerce company. And we said that early on, that we wanted to be able to either work from home or travel the world or still homeschool our kids with some help, because that's what we do now. I started off just homeschooling them. And then slowly we still homeschool the girls so they can travel with us for business. But someone comes to the house and teaches them. So it's been a real gift in this season of life. But we set out to figure out what we really wanted in our brand and our business and our lifestyle, and created Lily Jade kind of like around that. So it definitely, like, an e-commerce business has been wonderful. It's been great.
That's great. So what do you think two of your greatest skill sets are that you've identified has been really beneficial in helping with your success?
I would say investing in relationships, both in the personal and in like, on the personal level, like investing in, my marriage being the most important business relationship. My husband and I own Lily Jade together. We partner together. And so what does that look like? Just working, being really intentional on maintaining a culture of honor in our marriage, and in our partnership. And then also the relationship side of the house and building out a team, a successful team within our brand. That has been something that I feel like is a skill that we've grown in throughout this journey for sure. And one that I'm really grateful for the team that we have around us.
That's great. So share with us one of your more outstanding accomplishments or something that you've achieved through this journey that you're quite proud of.
In 2016, whenever I'm asked this question, my mind immediately goes to this place, because it was a very, a phenomenal, it was just one of those aha moments, those wow moments within the brand. So in 2016, a gal, she tagged us on our Instagram page, and, she was in London. She was pushing her baby stroller through London, and she had a gorgeous head covering on. And she was cloaked from head to toe, and in her religious garment, if you will, and she had the Meghan bag carried on her back. And she stated in her text that just she was grateful to be a part of the community and grateful to be a part of the Lily Jade brand. And it just hit me in that moment. A woman in London may have a different faith than I have, carrying the Meghan bag that was named after me and identified with our community, felt encouraged within our community at Lily Jade, felt understood and valuable. And I wept in my closet for probably a day and a half. It still can bring me, get me choked up just at the magnitude of the brand, even just reaching across the pond, you know?
Absolutely.
It was like that was a moment for me, and I won't forget it.
Well, that is great. It is amazing when you see something that you've created touch other lives and know that it's had an impact. That's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, it is. I think our community within the brand is definitely the thing I am most proud of. I mean, Lily Jade bags, I love them. I love creating great quality. I'm passionate about that. But I am far more passionate about the women who carry our bags. How many kids do they have? Who are they? What could we do in our brand to make their life easier? How could we provide better for them as a brand? Listening to them, getting their feedback. It is something that I am truly the most proud of.
Oh, that's wonderful. So kind of the opposite of that, tell us an obstacle or something, that a challenge that you faced, and then how you worked through that.
The biggest challenge for me was I called it feeling like a poser, but then someone, a friend of mine, said, no, it's the imposter syndrome. And I was like, oh, that's a thing. But I just called it, you know, feeling like a poser, like I don't belong here. That was a really big hurdle for me to cross, just consistent, like I felt like I was drinking from the fire hose of humility for years, just asking dumb questions, being in the fashion circle, you know, having relationships with social influencers and bloggers who even knew way more about bags even than I did at the time. But just this overcoming that, I guess, the identity that I don't know what I'm talking about and stepping into fully like, I know exactly what I'm talking about, where I'm going, where this brand needs to go, what direction, what making good selections on design options, like just the real exchange that occurred in my life over the course of a few years was remarkable. So it's definitely the biggest hurdle, but also a place that I overcame as well. So,
well, share with us, because this is probably, it's not surprising that your friend said, oh, there's a name for that. That's called the imposter syndrome. But, there is definitely something to that. I mean, there used to be the whole thing in sales years ago, you know, fake it till you make it. And now people are all about, no, you have to be really true and authentic. But there is a place where you kind of are like, all right, I'm in this and I'm going along. But then suddenly you feel like, who am I to tell anybody what they should have or wear? Or I'm not a fashion designer. Or I think we all face that. And that's actually become a real thing that people struggle with, and it really holds them back from being the person they were meant to be or be as successful as they can be. And so I love it that you actually shared that that's one of your greatest challenges. You're one of the first people on the show that has shared that, but yet I suspect that probably a lot more of them suffer from it because it is pretty real. And I think all of us face moments of it, at least, if not, you know, it for some it endures and then you can't pass through. So share with us, if you will, then, like, how do you overcome that? How, because that is a real struggle. I hear this from a lot of women, is they feel like they suffer from this. So what are some of the things you did to work your way through that?
It was definitely for me a process. I was very honest. I feel like that's part of one of the things, like just at the starting place is like, just be honest. Maybe you tell your best friend or your spouse or your counselor, like, or your life coach, I don't belong here. Like, I don't feel like I belong here now what, but I'm here, I'm in this position. And just when I was willing to acknowledge that, that was huge for me, because it was kind of like my biggest fear or whatever, you know, exposed, like, I don't belong here in this space. And so that was a very great first step. And then the second part was creating like a real vision, like, you know, my faith is important to me. And so asking God, like, what do you have for my life, and walking that out and literally making, like, again, for me, I always wanted to impact women. I always wanted to link arms with them. I have a saying, there's a saying in Texas, like, oh, let me stop by so I can hug your neck. And that's really that's a real popular saying. But for me, that is who I am. Let me just meet you so I can give you a hug and hug your neck, you know, just a big Texas greeting, or just a Megan greeting, if you will. And so I narrowed it down to not what I was going after, but who I was and what I wanted to be long term. And it was more than a bag designer. A bag designer is an avenue to having relationships with women, to encourage and affirm their role as mom and in the role of motherhood. Diaper bags is the conduit. It's like the avenue to get there. And so focusing on that allowed me to overcome the places that I was so deeply weak in, and I had to get strong in those places, which were some of the practicals.
That's a great answer. And it just always, I teach on vision a lot, but there isn't a lot of people that they say I had the vision, but then when they're trying to really explain it or work through it, not very many people fully grasp that. And you explained it so well, that to get through sort of that imposter syndrome or feeling like I'm not the best designer, I'm not that. You focused on the bigger picture, which is the vision of what the real purpose was. And that's usually what I always say. The goal is connected to your brain, like the action steps. These are the action steps I have to take. But vision is connected to your heart is one of the ways. And that's hard to explain it to people, but that's kind of what you just explained.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm like, I lived it and it was not, I just gave like a, to whoever's listening, you know, that sounds like a short answer, but it was a couple year process. 2 years into the brand, we had launched Lily Jade. It was growing. We had, you know, recognition kind of all over the place and a real buzz around the brand, but it was such a process for me in my own heart and in my own mind before God, before my family. So yeah.
Oh, that's, thank you for sharing that, because I think that's important too, is you don't get through this just overnight. And it's a work in progress, probably still for you. Like once you've kind of crossed through one hurdle or one area where you feel that way, then your scope broadens, your opportunities broaden, and then you might be faced with another area that is just a sort of different path. So it's learning to embrace it, I think, is part of it as well. Yeah. And that you have something really wonderful to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Wholeheartedly. Yes, absolutely.
Great. So what does working from your happy place mean to you, Megan?
Well, I always say this, but that Lily Jade will rise and fall. I tell my kids this, you know, Lily Jade will come and go, will rise and fall. But it is vital for me, and what keeps me working in my happy place is knowing that, you know, one thing that doesn't change is I'm a mom to these two little girls. I'm a wife to Landon. I'm a daughter. I'm a friend. I'm a sister. In the hustle and bustle of my day and in life, and as things grow and change, being anchored in my faith and anchored in who I am really propels me to continue to work from my happy place. And that's my personal, that's like the personal part. The professional side for me, and this goes on, this goes back to the whole overcoming the imposter syndrome, but creating the greatest product that I can possibly create, and know that if you were to line our diaper bags, our leather diaper bags, our quality, what we offer, our warranty, our customer service, all of that, line them up in a room, table by table, and we would have the best out there. We didn't start there, but we've landed there, and I am ever so grateful. And it definitely helps in anchoring you in that happy place of work, because you know in your knower that you are like providing the greatest product for your customer, and you can see your bag in Target with a mama and go running up to her and hug her neck, because you know you gave her the very best thing you could physically put out there. So that keeps me working from a happy place.
That's awesome. I love that answer. So what advice would you give to those who want to be entrepreneurs, or maybe have this idea inside of them and they just want to kind of break out from what they're doing and see that vision come to pass?
Yeah. I say often you can have it all, but you cannot have it all in the same season. And I've seen it in my own life through full-time homeschooling to outside sales and having a successful career there to then having babies and, you know, rocking them through the day and then working part-time at a church for a little while. And then, you know, I have been able to fulfill many things that I felt even as a young girl, I wanted love to do this and this and this, but it didn't all happen in the same season of my life. And there is a real patience that is a virtue that is gained in the process. And sometimes we shy away from that and we shrink back and think, today isn't enough. I'm not accomplishing enough today. But actually, I'm growing in patience. I'm growing in virtues that I'm not even aware of. I'm building character in the season. And so don't, as an entrepreneur, as someone with a vision or a goal, make the necessary steps, but also like rest in your current season that you're into. Because what you'll find if you don't, you'll get to the launch of your brand and watch it grow and be, you know, but it won't bring you the joy and the happiness that you're looking for. And so be content in the season because there's just something really sweet about it.
Wonderful. So what new and exciting things are you working on at Lily Jade? And then let's tell our listeners where they can find you or follow you, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or your website, et cetera.
Great. So we have something very new and exciting coming to Lily Jade. It is from by popular demand of our customer, which I love. We are getting ready to introduce and launch our faux leather line, our vegan leather, which is also known as polyurethane versus leather. So we have always stayed signature leather and nylon and canvas. And so it will still be with the same quality that is in our leather tote line. And so we are excited to branch out in that direction and with the same confidence and the same quality that we currently have. So it's a big deal for us. So you can see more of that in the summer. But yes, so where you could get follow Lily Jade. Our Instagram is Lily Jade Co. And our website is lily-jade.com. And my Instagram is Megan EW. And yep, that's it.
Good. And can they get the bags on your website, or does that lead them to a store, or where can they most likely shop for your bags?
On the website at lilyjade.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Megan, for being our guest today and sharing your story. It was very inspiring, and I'm sure our listeners walked away with some really wonderful nuggets today. And thank you for all that you're doing for women.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.